Broadcasting live from the Metro Atlanta Chamber rooftop, it's the Health IT Leadership Summit. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton on the rooftop of the Metro Atlanta Chamber, and it's a brisk, I would say, my guess is 35 degrees.
It is a little bit airish, but, you know, it's invigorating to me. I'm kind of liking it so far.
I know. It's beautiful. You got the skyline. You got the Ferris wheel. What better way could we be doing to celebrate the nation's health IT capital?
Do you think that's real? We're going to ask our guest in just a moment.
He'll know.
This is going to be a fun segment. We have with us from a little company some of you may recognize, Kaiser Permanente, innovation hunter Chip. You know, I didn't even ask you before we went on air how to pronounce your last name, Strassnyder?
That's close enough.
All right. Junior, though. There's more than one?
There's a senior.
Well, Chip, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
Innovation hunter. No, you guys at Kaiser Permanente, and this is no secret, you're doing a great job of messaging this out. You guys are quite serious about this business of innovation, aren't you?
We are. It's in our culture. We like to say we deliver technology-enabled medicine. It's both affordable and high quality, and that's enabled through technology.
Now, at the start of this, I mentioned that Atlanta's the nation's health IT capital. Do you find that to be so?
Absolutely. I spend a lot of time out in Silicon Valley. There are pockets of health IT, but nothing as focused as here in Atlanta.
Does that surprise the folks at Silicon Valley? Are they
yes.
a little jealous about that? I bet that
yes.
it's a sticking point.
Because you can imagine healthcare is a leading...
It's kind of important in the economy, right?
It's a big... vertical. It's
right.
a really big vertical, usually well-funded, so they kind of lick their chops.
So I got to know, what is your backstory, man? Why healthcare? Why IT? How did you get to this point?
Well, a lot of my earlier years were spent at Science Applications International Corporation, SAIC, a real high-tech company that works in a lot of verticals, and I kind of transversed verticals until I landed in healthcare. Then left them and came to Kaiser for the past 7 years, really, really enjoying teaming with our doctors and our clinicians, finding problems, and seeing if there's a technology solution to solve them.
Now, the title Technology Innovation Hunter, was that on some org chart or you invented that?
No, it's really cool. 7 years ago, our CIO, just very close to when I came in, our corporate CIO, said, innovation's in our culture, and we're going to kind of formalize the role. And so each of the regions, 7, 8 states, nominated an individual. I got nominated for Georgia, and so there's now only 12 of us in the
company. You got voluntold?
I got, everybody stepped back, and I was still standing.
Like, where'd everybody go?
But we've become a very tight team, and really, really enjoy it.
So now what are you charged with? What's your responsibility?
Let's see, mobility and telehealth.
Uh-huh.
Both really hot subjects. And telehealth sounds really sexy, but, telehealth can be anything from email to your care team to taking a picture of something and emailing that picture to your care team.
Right.
Again, with secure email, all the way to video from your living room seeing your care team.
Now, so when you say care team, that might be a doctor might be in one location and the patient might be in some rural place that doesn't have access to a doctor in person. Is that right?
Absolutely.
That's not some impossible dream. That's happening right now?
That's happening now. That's changing the way medicine's delivered, and Kaiser, quite honestly, is at the forefront. We have 30 medical office buildings in Metro Atlanta. Two of them are really kind of far outside the metro area. One's in Athens and one's in Noonan. Those we can't get all our specialty services to, so we use video. And our patients love it, our members absolutely love it, and our clinical care teams are really into it.
So are we finding that the care teams are doing a better job these days by virtue of the technology that they can avail themselves of communicating with each other about and for the benefit of the patient? I got to tell you why I'm asking. My grandmother would be taking pills, one doctor prescribed and the other one didn't know about. That's getting better, right? Partially because of this?
It's getting much better. Through health information exchange, we're able to compare current medications prescribed by maybe multiple entities. Kaiser is...
So important.
It's super important because there are drug-drug interactions. And quite honestly, your mom or your parents may not know why you're taking a drug or forget to tell the other doctor that you're taking the drug. But more importantly, you know, we've got to drive down the cost of healthcare, and one of the ways we do it is through this health information exchange and across the care continuum. As you go from a primary care physician to a specialist, to maybe a procedure, and then back to a skilled nursing facility and then home, you used to be carrying x-rays and medical records and everything yeah. else. No longer.
Right.
Even though they're separate entities and different entities, they're communicating.
And you mentioned mobile as one of the areas you're working in. Does mobile bleed into wearables? Because wearables, I would think, would help in terms of compliance, and there's a lot of excitement in that area from a consumer standpoint.
Oh, look at that.
You know, mobiles are just starting, and I don't necessarily look at mobiles as, or wearables, let's put it that way, wearables as a healthcare, as a care tool. It's more patients starting to take charge of their own health.
Right.
So it's not necessarily health care, but it's getting that patient or that member involved in their care and their health. More importantly, I know how many steps I walk a day. I know what my sleep patterns are. And when I go in then to a physician, I kind of tell them I've lost 35 pounds in the past 10 months.
You look just great, from walking.
Stone, you got nothing to compare it with.
I'm just saying.
But that's kind of cool. That's the holy grail of healthcare in the U.S. Patient, you know, empowerment and involvement in their healthcare. We're a pill generation. We get sick, we go to the doctor, we ask for a pill to get better. That just drives costs, you know.
And especially a lot of the patients aren't compliant with their pill regimen anyway,
right.
You know? And I mean, with some of this wearable and some of this information technology where they can remind you to take your pill, they can remind you, or they can see if you're, you know, you have taken the appropriate number of steps, and they might be able to adjust. And some of the scales are Wi-Fi now, so you can adjust kind of medication based on what the reality is instead of a quarterly doctor visit.
Actually, we actually monitor some patients. We call them members because they're members of Kaiser Permanente, at home. Like, say, heart failure patients. It's really important to know what their weight is in the morning and at night. It's really important to know what their resting pulse is. It's really important to know those things. And we can have that monitored at home through very simple, actually consumer devices, to a secure portal where a clinician can set alarms on it. That's happening today.
And that keeps them compliant. That keeps them from coming back with the same problem again. And it gives them better care and a better outcome. So everybody wins in this. And it probably drives costs down, I would imagine.
It does. So, again, higher quality, affordable care.
So our listeners should know this guy eats his own cooking. He has a consumer device, but you've got a jawbone up.
And have quite a few friends on it that apply peer pressure when they see I don't get my steps or I don't get my sleep. It cuts both ways. I did have a doctor comment one Monday morning that an hour of sleep on Saturday night probably isn't good.
So he flagged you on it, right?
Well, that's the other side of it. Right?
Oh, well.
Transparency.
She was correct. It wasn't. I don't recommend it.
So tomorrow, what will tomorrow hold for you? What will your day be like at the summit?
Tomorrow I get in early. Kaiser does have a table set up. One of my associates, Kevin Hand, will be manning that, showing some technology off that we employ. And then go through the morning sessions, an afternoon session. I'm sitting on a really fun panel at 1 o'clock. We'll be talking about technology-enabled healthcare and what it means from a payer and provider perspective. And the only person on the stage at that point that is both happens to be Kaiser Permanente. So I'll have hopefully share a unique perspective.
Now, are you going around the country kind of spreading the gospel of this? Is that part of your job too?
I do speak a lot. I'm also the president of Georgia HIMSS.
Oh, wow.
I was out speaking at the Colorado HIMSS Trade Fair last month. I was in Boston speaking. I do a lot of speaking, basically evangelizing technology and healthcare.
Right. And if somebody wants to learn more, where can they go?
They can go to kp.org.
And that
is an open, you know, that is our site. Obviously, if you're a member, you can log in and see your health information.
Right.
If you're not a member, you can get healthy cooking tips, exercise tips, everything you can think of, and explore technology in play.
All right.
And everybody should be a member, though.
Yes, I think they should, too.
And if they'd like to see the jawbone stats, they can go to chipsteps.com.
Luckily, they have to, like, kind of friend me, and then I have to okay it.
Well, it has been an absolute delight having you come visit with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stone.
All right. We will be back in a few from the rooftop at the Metro Atlanta Chamber.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.